proclamation number 6559 dated the May 31st, 1956. Correct proclamation of the word. God's presence. The work for me and my kingdom has to be carried out diligently since time is pressing and many shall still be won before the end. And world events also contribute to the fact that people could become reflective and listen to my gospel. Providing a living sermon is given by those who are spiritually awake. In fact, only such people can be successful during the last days. Lifeless preachers are more likely to achieve a reduction in faith than an awakening of the listeners. Because they do not even preach on my behalf, but they've anointed themselves as servants of the Lord. Which they cannot be as long as my spirit does not work in them, as long as they have not let my spirit awaken them, which, however, demands a life of love. Only the evidence of life can produce life again. And my word is to be given to people as a living sermon in order to revive them. It is to be offered to them such that they feel the strength of the word and thus feel motivated to comply with it. They have to feel addressed by me myself, and this is only possible if I myself can speak to them through the mouth of an awakened servant. And this is incomprehensible and unknown to those who pretend to be my representatives on earth and yet proclaim a rigidly lifeless gospel to people. Who merely use the words which I once spoke to the people, but which are thoroughly without life because they are without the spirit which will bring them to life first. Only a few of them speak effectively when they live a true life of love and by doing so also achieve illumination of thought. And if these people allowed themselves to be wholly embraced by me, they too could become true representatives of my teaching on earth. But they've problems finding the path to me, which must lead directly from the heart to me, and not through an elaborately devised structure which they call church. You humans don't want to hear the truth, but once you have sincerely and trustingly taken this direct path to me, you'll never need to regret it. Yet I can only give this advice to those who have abundant love. Because only then can I speak to them, because then my spirit will descend and then they can also be my true representatives. There is a lot of work still to be done, and I keep urging this vineyard labor to be done. Time and again I seek to attract laborers willing to serve me faithfully. And I will also tell them what qualities are required by those who are needed to work in this vineyard. They must have a living faith which was brought alive by love. For I myself have to be able to work in them, otherwise their work will be in vain. Speaking my words is of no avail if the life-reviving strength does not flow from them at the same time, and life can only be given by God, who is life himself. Thus every messenger of my gospel has to allow and enable me to speak through him myself. He is to unite with me so sincerely through love, so that I will then be present in him and speak through him when he opens his mouth to preach my word. He should not assume that my presence is a matter of course if he merely uses my words which, without my spirit, are just empty letters. He is to ask for my spirit beforehand by consciously uniting with me and then facilitating my presence through unselfish works of love. And an inconceivable blessing will emanate to all who listen to him, because then they will hear me myself and can be touched by the strength of my word so that they come alive themselves. And then they will no longer be in danger of getting lost. Because whatever has become alive on this earth cannot lose its life again. Whatever has escaped death has escaped the one who had once subjected it to death. But then it will live forever. Amen.